Cormac, a big win for Aireog. You never let the intensity drop. You started that game at 100 miles an hour and you just kept it going. And these boys, great application.
I can't fault the application. Listen, just get the job done, and that's really just all week. This past 2 weeks, we've been focused on ourselves and our own performance, and we just had to do what we had to do. But you know, far bigger tests ahead coming down the line.
These boys obviously have put in an awful lot of work into this. They knew they were going into this game as favourites. There was no complacency apparent there whatsoever.
No, absolutely not. There's no complacency, and you know, we worked hard over this past 2 months, and we weren't going to give up the opportunity. And the day you get to a county final is the day to relish and go at it, and thankfully did that today.
It was a tough day for Naoise Columbkill. They don't often appear in a final. This was their big occasion, their big day, maybe a bigger occasion for them than it would have been for yourselves or for Dungannon. But they have to keep working. They're helping Tyrone hurling. They're developing the game.
Absolutely. You know, it's a big day for Naoise Columbkill, as it is for any club getting to a county final. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say otherwise. They're building, and there's a lot of good work going on down there with the youth. And, you know, the more of them lads keep going and keep developing, the better it's going to be for Tyrone.
You've a big Ulster campaign coming up now. As you say, tougher assignments down the line.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's Lisbeth. We play 2 weeks' time, and anybody knows we got our. They beat us out the gate last year by 12 points or something, so we have a hell of a lot of improving to do in order to try and get up to a level to compete with them, let alone beat them. So we'll be back to the training field Tuesday night.
And the manner you finished that game in and playing right through that second half, even though you were out of sight, really, that was part of the preparation for your Ulster club campaign coming up.
Well, it's all about just trying to keep good habits, and the players done that. So try and get the most out of it as we can. It was 60 minutes, chance to get hurling into lads. So yeah, they set the standards, and there's boys champing at the bit to try and come on to the starting team there, and they've showed that today.